For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com. From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, May 27th, and happy 87th birthday to actor Louis Gossett Jr.
You better stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not worthy enough to look your superiors in the eye. Use your peripheral vision. Understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm Brian Giffen, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Woodstock woman charged with strangling children. Sections of Union Hill Road closing for construction next week. And a missing Cherokee County teen hasn't been seen since February. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Credit Union of Georgia is a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative that will provide you with personalized customer service, a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs across the country, and convenient locations right here in Cherokee County, including the brand new Hickory Flat Branch. Become a member today or apply for a loan online at cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia. Georgia, the better way to bank.
A woman named Catherine Walker, age 38 and from Woodstock, has been arrested on charges of abusing three children over several years. She is facing three counts each of first-degree cruelty to children and aggravated assault family violence. The allegations state that she strangled the children and used belts and other objects to strike them while they were staying at or visiting her home. The abuse has had a significant impact on the victim's emotional, physical, and mental well-being, resulting in thoughts of self-harm and the need for therapy. Walker was taken into custody on May 24th and remains in jail with a bond set at $34,500. And check back for updates on this story at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Motorists in Cherokee County should anticipate delays on Union Hill Road due to multiple roadway improvement projects. Beginning on May 30th and lasting until July 31st, Union Hill Road South at the intersection with Lower Union Hill Road will be closed for an intersection improvement project, including the construction of a roundabout. Union Hill Road North and Old Jones will remain open with flagging operations in place. A detour will be in effect using Arbor Hill Road, Gaddis Road, and East Cherokee Drive. Additionally, the Georgia Department of Transportation will close Union Hill Road at Highway 20 as part of the Highway 20 widening project. Both closures may lead to accessibility challenges, so drivers should plan alternative routes. The Cherokee Sheriff's Office is seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing teenager, Alyssa Smith, who was reported missing 3 months ago. Alyssa, 16 years old, was last seen on February 12th in the vicinity of Sam Nelson Road near Canton. She had run away with two other teens who have since been located, but Alyssa remains missing. She is described as a white female with blue eyes. At the time of her disappearance, she had dyed purple hair but may now be red or blue. Alyssa is approximately 5 feet 2 inches tall and weighs around 150 pounds. Authorities believe she may be in the Atlanta area. If anyone has information on her whereabouts, they are urged to contact the Cherokee Sheriff's Office at 770-928-0239 or call 911. You can see pictures of Alyssa at TribuneLedgerNews.com. We're back in a moment.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all.
pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Students from Woodstock High School and E.T. Booth Middle School have been recognized as regional champions in the Stock Market Game of Georgia, an annual economics competition. The competition, presented by the Georgia Council on Economic Education, allows students to learn about personal finance and economics while honing their math, research, and critical thinking skills. Participants invest virtual funds in real stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, aiming to improve their portfolio. Woodstock High School seniors James Sow and Jack Plower were honored as the Congressional District 11 High School Fall and Spring Champions, respectively. The E.T. Booth Middle School team of 8th graders Nick Diacchino, Aiden Moriarty, and Colby Wiener were named the Congressional District 11 Middle School Champions. Congratulations were extended to the winners by Superintendent Brian Hightower, highlighting the importance of understanding economics and personal finance for graduates. Fritz Heating and Air, an HVAC business here in Cherokee, has been accused by a former employee of violating the Clean Air Act by releasing a pollutant into the air. The employee, Charles Reif, recorded a video showing workers from the company venting Freon into the air from old air conditioners. The Clean Air Act prohibits the venting of ozone-depleting refrigerants while maintaining, servicing, repairing, or disposing of AC and refrigeration equipment. Reif reported the alleged violation to state and federal officials and shared the video with WSB-TV here locally. Fritz Heating and Air denies the allegations and states that all their technicians are EPA certified. Violating the Clean Air Act can result in civil administrative penalties. The EPA did not comment on the enforcement activities. More in a moment. Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier trained comfort specialist.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has 2 T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian.
4 students from the Cherokee County School District here in Georgia have been awarded Positive Athlete Georgia Regional Scholarships. Positive Athlete Georgia recognizes and promotes positivity among young athletes. Nominations are made by coaches, principals, teachers, and parents, and winners must demonstrate excellence in their sport, as well as qualities such as optimism, teamwork, leadership, and a focus on others. The scholarships are sponsored by businesses and presented in various categories. The recipients include L. Kenny and Tara Parks from Cherokee High School, Jack Strickland from Etowah High School, and Cassidy Tanner from Creekview High School. The Cherokee County School District commends the scholarship winners for their positive character and thanks the sponsors for their support. Former Woodstock boys basketball coach Josh Pierce has been hired as the head coach for the Dutchtown girls basketball team. Pierce announced his new position on Twitter, expressing excitement for the opportunities it brings and looking forward to meeting the team and community. During his five seasons at Woodstock, Pierce achieved a 36-96 overall record and an 11-42 record in region play. The decision to resign from Woodstock was a difficult one, but necessary for his family, according to Pierce. He replaces former Dutchtown coach Brittany Green, who led the Bulldogs to a region championship and a Final Four appearance in 2021. We'll be back with some final thoughts after this.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com.
For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning into Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial. Check it out now at Hensler.com. Thanks again for spending time with us listening to today's Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about your community and telling great stories are who we are. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you have a safe, reflective, and happy holiday weekend.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Doug Harding, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. And Jinrei Zhang, video producer. All rights reserved.